Ron, there's so much we could talk about regarding the wedding miracle, the foreshadowing of things to come, the fulfillment of prophecies foretold long ago. You covered some of that during the past 2 days, but let's switch gears a little bit and ask the question that everybody wants answered once and for all. Now, look, no pressure, Ron, okay? Was this real wine, or was it nothing more than glorified grape juice?
I had a feeling that's where you were headed, Brian. The short answer is this was real wine. And not only was it real wine, it was better than all the wine they had earlier in the celebration. Jesus quite literally saved the best for last. Now, for the longer answer, let me give you some background here. The word yayin, which is the word we find here in John chapter 2, is taken from an unused root word, which means to ferment or effervesce. So according to the very words of the Apostle John, this was not unfermented grape juice, but real wine. And evidently it was so good that the master of the banquet pulled the bridegroom aside and complimented him on his decision to save the best wine for last. Now, of course, it wasn't the bridegroom's decision. They had run out of wine by then. But the point is that it was highly unlikely the master of the banquet would have said something like that if it had been mere grape juice. So I think it's important for us to remember that long before the wedding in Cana of Galilee, as well as many years after the event, we see clear references made to fermented wine in the Bible. The Apostle Paul would have no need, for example, to write the words, "Be not drunk with wine," which he did in Ephesians chapter 5, if the wine of the day was non-alcoholic. And we see time and again in the Old Testament references to wine and drunkenness. So we're dealing with the real thing here. Now, I don't want anyone to misunderstand me. By answering this particular question, I'm not advocating drinking, nor am I advocating abstinence. That's an entirely different conversation. And each person has to decide for himself or herself what is wise or unwise in terms of personal choices and the circumstances in which those choices are made. All I'm doing here is saying that according to my understanding of Scripture, what we are dealing with here at the wedding in Cana of Galilee is real wine. And I think in order to interpret the miracle as best as we can and learn the most from it, we have to get to the truth about every aspect of it. And that includes accurately answering the question, was this real wine? And the answer is yes.